Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. You can catch it on YouTube. And joining me is a wonderful and hilarious man. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, little bean machine.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm just great. Everything's great.
Living life.
Can I tell ya? Oh, yeah. Just killing it over here.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, we are going to be reunited next week in Salt Lake City. Can't wait. My first time ever going to SLC. We have a show next Thursday, the 19th, where we'll be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. Go get tickets for it at watchcrappens.com. And while you're there, if you're so inclined, come see us in Orlando and Charleston. About 2 weeks later, we're going to be recapping Summer House in Orlando and Real Housewives of New York season premiere in Charleston. And we got tons of amazing shows. We're going all over the place through June. We have major shows in Boston and DC and San Francisco. Do not miss out on those. And some of our shows, like Asbury Park, are like down to very few tickets. So go to watchcrappens.com. Get your tickets and live your life, okay? And don't forget, you can also get some merch. Ronnie, tell everyone about the new merchandise we have, okay?
We have shirts that say Vote Hippocrat, okay? BenRon 2020. Go get them at Crappens Merch. Or you can find the link there at watchwhatcrappens.com, as well as links to our videos, Crappens On Demand videos, and ticket links. Everything's over there. Our Patreon bonus episodes this week was a Family Karma recap, which is a fantastic new show on Bravo. And next week we are going to talk about Love is Blind.
Oh yeah. I've been getting through that show in preparation of this big bonus episode. It'll be a fun time.
Yes.
But today we're discussing Shaw's the Sunset, which made its transition to Friday nights. And it picked up where we left off in Vegas. So here's the story. Where we left off last week was that Destiny and Sarah's brother Sam were having sex at the Waldorf Astoria, ruining the brand. And this week...
ruining the brand. Pretty much.
I mean, it was already pre-ruined by Bravo just being there. But so this week we wake up. Like the Katy Perry song, Waking Up in Vegas. Da-da-da-da-da. Waking up in Vegas. I forget the lyrics. It would have been better if I knew the lyrics. But so the alarm wakes up Reza, and he's like, whoa, why do I feel like a 65-year-old hooker that was working the strip all night? Oh, let me revise that. Why do I feel like a 65-year-old hooker that just lost 40 pounds? Bitch lost 40 pounds. 65-year-old hooker's lighter.
Bitch is a 65-year-old hooker that just got off work at the strip and lost 50 pounds, bitch.
So
Reza basically sleeps like my Siddhi, my grandmother, with his 20 gold bracelets on. Like, you can take those off, okay?
Oh, please, he wasn't asleep.
You knew she was getting up. You knew she was getting up in the morning because you just hear clink, 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 honey. It's like, yeah, I heard you, Siddhi. Jesus.
It's like when Asa used to be on the show and used to do those, she'd do some of the interviews with a gold piece over her face, and just even with all her bangles, when she'd just be doing her interviews, and all I just hear is like clank, 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 clank. It just sounded like wind was blowing through a wind chime store.
Yes, that's every family. Like that. That's what is that?
That's my loud. Microphone. Did it sound good? My microphone
sounds like whoa, something like that.
Oh, that's so funny.
There. Speaking of Vasa.
No, because it's my microphone. I have a little arm that's like attached to my desk. And it has springs, and in real life, when you hit the spring, it makes a perfect clanking, springy sound. But apparently, on the podcast, it sounds like a death ray.
Yeah, it's like no.
Sorry, everyone.
But yeah, that's every family event growing up. It was like clank, 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 clank. All the girls were like clank, 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 clank. So then we see Sarah get out of bed miserably. Who brought Sarah on the show? That's one miserable girl.
She hates it all.
She does. What's she even doing here? Who brought her?
I think she thought she was going on Shark Tank or something. And it's like, no, you're not going on Shark Tank. You're just going to be in a Shark Tank of humans.
Yeah. So Sarah calls Sam and just gets his voicemail. And if it's as exciting as he is, he's like, hello, you've reached Sam. I'm not here right now. Leave your message. I will call your vagina back as soon as my sub has time. Thank you.
Yeah, full of personality, that one. So then we have Destiny and Sam in the morning, which is like the worst morning show of all time. But Sam, they're getting dressed together. Sam, I thought by now Sam would have crept out the door, but I think he was in it for a free meal. And
MTV, hello.
That's true, too. So they're like laughing about, like, Destiny's like, what's the last thing that I remember, you know? And so we see flashbacks of them, you know, get grooving on each other, grinding on each other in Topgolf, the most romantic place in Vegas.
Yeah, Topgolf, the classiest place at, from the Waldorf to Topgolf. Yeah, so grinding and stuff, and he's looking at her like, what do you want to do now? And they're just playing Sexy Horns, which I don't really remember. I just wrote down in my notes Sexy Horns, so I can only imagine they were like...
Like the worst loop from GarageBand. So Destiny's, she's going to be seeing her mom at breakfast, and she's like, you know, like, voy, 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 now that my mom lives here in Vegas, that means every time I come to Vegas, I'll see you. And he's just like, great.
Like, we're still on TV, right? Okay.
So then we go to this breakfast restaurant. I don't know what it was, but
a tea room.
It's a tea room.
It's a tea room in Las Vegas.
So Reza, the hostess, seats Reza at this table that made me so angry that I took a picture of it and I posted it on our Instagram grid. And I was like, this will get like 100 likes, because I know this is so specific, and this is, but I just felt like I had to put it on blast. The table was not a table. The table, it was like a box. You couldn't put your knees under it, and it like didn't have any room. Like, you can, not only can you not put your knees, you can't put your toes anywhere, which is really makes a difference, because when you can't even put your toes under something, then you really have to sit far away from it. It was basically an end table. It was basically two end tables that were pushed together and are supposed to be some sort of like tea table experience that they were probably paying a premium, because it's Waldorf Astoria, so it's like fancy tea, but you can't even stick your toes under the table. I was so mad, and I took that picture, and I knew I was probably like, this is gonna be a stupid post on Instagram, but wow, I felt so heard, because so many people liked it and were like, yes, that table sucks. I saw that too. I hated that table. Why is that a table? Why is it there? I just want to say thank you to our listeners for like being on the wavelength. Maybe not Ronnie, but Iowa. Are you still there, Ronnie?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was laughing. I'm sorry. I must have pressed.
You must have. I was, because I just had a very like very cathartic rant, and then it was just met with stony silence.
No, I was here listening to you. I was laughing. I was saying thank you, America, for siding with Ben against that table. It's a very, very important issue in the Mandelker household.
Okay.
Thank you for wrapping Ben in that warm support blanket against that table.
You know, it's really true. I really, like, really thank you. I mean, look, it has, I'm looking on Instagram right now, 1,600 people signed off on that. I'm like, wow. I really feel, and in fact, Courtney from Below Deck said, might as well just eat off your lap at that point. I mean, enough said.
Yeah.
Are we still recapping the show? I can't remember.
Nope. So Reza, the waiter, comes over, and Reza's like, any recommendations? Wear shirts that fit. I don't know. Don't wear a hat inside. Like, how about wear socks maybe with your shoes in the hottest city in the world? Like, I don't know. What do you want from me?
And then
Reza, I just had cherry blossom.
Yeah, he reads the menu. It goes, tea, a hug in a cup. Fuck that tea. That tea. I'll tell you one thing. That tea's trying to spread lies about Adam, fuck that tea.
And Destiny is getting ready to go out with her guy. I don't know. They keep cutting back and forth like we're supposed to care about Destiny and her fuckboy. Don't care, okay? Let's go back to L.A.
No. Wait. Before she...
Oh, what I missed.
Because when she's getting ready, she has a sneeze attack. And Destiny, this is how she sneezes. So, you. So, ooh.
So, ooh. So, ooh. Yeah. I'm finding Destiny such a phony baloney this season. I have little baby noise sneezes, hate her. That was my note. So that's why I skipped it over. I was like, you know what? Do I really need to go in on somebody because of how they sneeze?
Yes.
But yeah, I guess I do. I don't believe your stupid fake sneeze, okay?
I don't believe it at all.
Oh, just a girl. So,
it sounded like she was, you know, auditioning to be in Spirited Away or something.
So now let's go back to LA. Gigi, look, I know that Gigi can't stab anybody or pee on drugs every episode because she's like got this pregnancy storyline thing, but did somebody give her a Bravo handbook on like what scenes you could do on Bravo? And she's just doing them all in one shot. It's like she's going to the pottery place, she's going to the cooking class, she's going to what's the next one she does? It's another total Bravo setup scene.
There's Cat Cafe.
Oh,
there's
Cat Cafe, yeah.
She's going to do... I mean, I'm trying to think what else there is in terms of, like, dumb activity. Axe throwing will be next week, I'm sure.
Yes.
Next
is there is no one to wax your vagina? Or is that not happening this season?
Yeah, throwing footballs at bowling pins. Trying to think of what other
cryo chamber. I mean, anything. Do I need to, you know, make a stronger list for you?
Goat yoga will definitely be next week. Regular yoga, Pilates yoga, anything that can be mixed with yoga, ice cream yoga.
Yeah, she's doing all the Bravo scenes this week. So this one is pottery. With Yasmin. They're gonna paint pottery, and she's gonna paint a mom cup because she's gonna be a mom.
I know. They're at, like, it's bad enough that they're at one of these pottery places, but they're at, like, an off-brand Color Me Mine. I'm like, you can't even go to the real Color Me Mine, really. So Yasmin is there. She's barely tolerating this. She's like, I have known Gigi for so long, and I have wanted to be a friend of for so many years, and this is what I have to sit through? Pottery scenes?
Yeah, and so they talk about her, you know, oh, you're going to be so much hornier now that you're pregnant, right? She's just like, yeah, can I get laid while I'm pregnant? I really want to get laid while I'm pregnant. Like, maybe I could go to, like, one of those, I don't know, like, open relationship type places where they, you know, maybe I can find someone to, like, have sex with a pregnant lady or something. And the girl, Yasmin's like, do you mean, like, a prostitute or?
Yeah.
A prostitute. You want a prostitute, basically.
Meanwhile, there's like children at the next table. We know this because one of them walks by, and then Gigi's like, oh my god, all that whining. Ugh, I can't hear you over this whining kid. And Yasmin's like, what do you think it's going to be like when you have a baby? She's like, my baby won't whine. I'm like, your baby will do nothing but whine. You whine. You literally whine all the time. I say this as a fellow whiner.
You're whining right now.
Yeah.
your baby will like stab people. You know?
Will stab and then whine about them.
Yeah.
I also, honestly,
you know, you'll just send your mother outside with the baby.
Anyway. Yeah. Let's be honest. I honestly don't really remember anything from this scene because I spent the entire time watching them paint the mugs because I was watching to see what they were doing. Like, I wanted to see their artistic choices. And at first, Gigi's looked a little weird, but in the end, it looked like it was going to a really good place. And then they didn't even show us how the mugs turned out. I was like, we don't get to see what happens. This is stupid.
I wasn't invested in the mugs. I was like, wow, so this is why they got moved to Friday. It's like, okay, now I see. Because last week we were like, why would they move Shaw's to Friday when Shaw's is having one of its strongest they saw this episode.
They're like, oh, you have a Color Me Mine scene, and not even at a Color Me Mine. Wow. A Follow
Gigi's
Me Fine.
Painting a mom mug. Get the show off of Sundays.
So now we go back to that awful tea room. And Reza gets like a whole like tower of tea cookies. He's like, thank you. And then so Destiny and Sam show up. I'm like, Sam, why is Sam here? This is supposed to be a breakfast for the mom. Why is Destiny not shooed Sam away? What is happening here?
So Destiny can have a wacky, oh my gosh, my mom saw the guy fuck. And also TV.
Yeah.
Sam just sees a TV camera. He's like, hello. I'm not here right now, but if you leave me a message, I will call your vagina back as soon as I can.
So they sit down, and Reza is like, "So, I see that you, Destiny, are wearing a new outfit, but Sam, you're in the same outfit. Wow, it looks like something happened. So tell me, do you live here? What's going on? Do you live in this hotel? Where's life? Did you guys have sex? How was the sex? Did you get semen everywhere? Tell me everything."
And Reza tells us, "Persian moms don't like dealing with the daughter's tricks. It's just unheard of in the Persian culture." Unlike every other mom from every other culture who just loves meeting the guy that just fucked her daughter.
But yeah, come seriously.
On. That is so Persian.
And Sam's like, "So when your mom comes, what do I say?" Destiny's like, "Nothing. You're not going to be here. You should not even be here anymore. Anyway, why are you still here? Why are you in this already terrible tea room, ruining it with yourself?"
Yeah. So, of course, Destiny's mom's there. She's there early. Shocker. Mm. So she comes in and Sam gets up and he's like, "I should go, actually." Yeah. But he says hi and kisses her and introduces himself.
And Destiny's like, wait.
Yeah. So Sam is still lurking in the back. I guess he's waiting for the elevator or something. But at first, it just looks like he's standing there at the hostess stand. Like,
yeah,
are the cameras going to follow me? Or
he's like debating whether or not he should go back and take a cookie from the tower. He's like, oh, shit. I didn't actually get any free food out of this. So
I would love to sit at a table without any leg coverage. And that looks really fun for me. So stay here.
Is it possible for me to be seated at a table where I can't put my feet under and then I forget, and then when I go to move my feet I bang the table and knock all the drinks off of it? That'd be great, thanks.
And Rez is like, "Oh my god, seeing my friend be into somebody is so exciting."
sorry. Just because Rez is so full of it, now he's gonna act like he's just so happy for her when like 2 weeks ago he was just saying the worst things about her. Please.
Yep. So he's kind of blowing up her spot, but Destiny's being really obvious too, you know. And the mom's like, "All right, who was he?" Yeah, like, the mom's never heard of anybody who's Destiny's boned before, you know. The mom has been on the phone for hours about shit like this. She's like, "All right, just tell me."
Exactly. Rez is like, "So Destiny, who was that man? Tell us, who was he? How do you know him? Am I still going to give her a hard time? Abso-motherfucking-lutely."
Because that's so Persian. White boys be like, "Whatever, I'm not going to say anything in front of your mother, but that's not how we do it." Here's the big question. What does Destiny do now? I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I said she was in party planning, right?
Yeah.
But then this scene, he's like, he tells Destiny and the mom, he goes, "It's so cute you're linking up when you're here." Like, yeah, it's her mom, dumbass. Yeah. But he's like, "Yeah, but, you know, they're trying to make me move out here. They keep sending me pictures of lofts." And he's like, "Oh, but then you'll end up back in the nighttime industry." And I was like, what? So did she quit that? What?
My take on the mysterious world of Destiny is that she was working in nightlife, probably in like clubs, maybe promoting things like that. And now she's in event planning, which is slightly different, I guess.
Oh.
So that's my take on a very uninteresting facet of Destiny's life. But I think that's what it is. By the way, also, can we talk about the fact that the mom totally wanted to know about the guy? She was like, "So what happened? What's going on?" She's like, and then, as Destiny's trying to shut this conversation down, the mom is totally invested. She wants to hear all the stories about her daughter had sex.
Yeah, we played golf and fucked. Like, just say it.
Boy,
yeah.
boy. I think the mom probably would have been more disgusted by the fact that they went to Topgolf than that her daughter had a one-night stand. She's like, "I don't care about one-night stand, but Topgolf?
Come on. Yeah, have some class. I raised you better." So then also, Mike and Pauline... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, never mind. I was like, should I rant about this? And I said, you know what? No, this is a stupid thing to rant about, so I'm going to reject that rant. Moving on.
Rejected.
Yeah.
So Mike and Paulina, they are going to meet Barry, who is the project manager that Mike wants, even though his dad doesn't want him, because he wants to be able to boss around the guy and not have the dad control everything.
Which
sounds just like a great idea, guys. Small Another penis. Swell idea, giving Mike a multi-million-dollar project. Have fun.
Yeah, for someone who allegedly has a huge penis, he really acts like he has a tiny one. And I don't mean to penis shame, but I do mean to penis shame Mike specifically in this situation. But generally, I do not do that. Anyway, they park their car, and then Mike goes, "I love you. Like, you just parked a car. Relax. It's not like you didn't just like take off in a plane. Okay, you literally parked your giant G-Wagon. I mean, we should be celebrating that you didn't take off like anyone's mirrors in the process, but like,
yeah, truth.
You just parked the car. I love you.
So he's like, I have a lot of pressure on me. Shut up, Mike. You were just handed bags of money for having no skills.
I know.
Okay, please stop talking about how hard your life is. So he's like, this is the first major test that my parents are watching to see. Is Mikey going to pass with an A or is he going to fail with an F?
Maybe the parents should have been watching the tests like starting around age 9 or 10. Okay, because now we're in this situation.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arend.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So they go look at these apartments because this is what Barry built with his company, and they're hideous. And Paulina just keeps walking in and going, love it. Love the door. Love the door. Wow. Look at the floors. That the floors rhymes not... with door, and yeah. I also love it.
So. The floors were my issue. I did not love the floors. I don't really remember. It was just, you know, it was like a standard, generic apartment building. It looked reasonably well built. It was fine. But the contractor, he has like a big thing, big book, whatever, his proposal. And he, long story short, he's like, you know, I estimate that this project would be $8 to $8.5 million. And Mike's like, but I thought the project should cost $6.5 to $7.5 million. I'm like, well, of course you did, Mike, because you're Mike and you don't know how any of this stuff works.
And he's like, but it's big. It's a big project. It's going to take like 24 months. And Mike's like, 24 months. We're 2 years into this already. Why not 18 months? I thought it would take 18 months.
Like,
well, that's maybe, not how it works.
Maybe you should have researched this before you got into the situation, Mike.
And he tells us the difference between a 2 year period and 8 months and 18 months. That's a lot.
That's like six months.
He goes, that's multiple six figures.
So, by the way, people moving into this building, just know that the building's owner is going to be squeezing every penny. He's going to be making shortcuts in the budget so he can get it into the $6.5 to $7.5 million range that he promised his family. And he's going to be making it a rush job. So, looking forward to that piece of shit building.
Yeah. So then Adam is walking around his hotel room, fully dressed with a robe on top.
Thank you.
Gross.
Thank you.
Sweater gay. He's like, well, it is a little chilly in here, and there is a robe.
Thank you, because I almost was like, oh, should I make fun of him for this? Is this just like so petty to make fun of the fact that he's fully dressed but has a bathrobe on too? And I was like, I'm just going to write it down in case it has to be brought up. But you brought it up. Thank you, Ronnie.
so stupid. It's like a stupid outfit. Choose one, okay? Because now people are going to think, oh, jeans. This wasn't worn, and then now someone has to have your Costco smell on it, you know? Gross. So Sarah comes over, and Rez is like, it has been so action-packed. The launch went well, and then we went to Topgolf. We are so happy you are here, and you brought your brother. I'm like, why are you updating everybody? She's on the show. She knows what's been happening.
She barely tolerates you. So Rez is telling Sarah about how Destiny brought Sam to brunch, and, you know, Sarah is so disgusted by this, and she's just so snotty in the best way. She goes, does Destiny act like this typically? Because, ew.
No, she's dead inside, completely closed off. She's like a raw piece of chicken just sitting on a counter with a fly on it, but the chicken doesn't even feel it because it's dead.
But I don't even know this Destiny. That's why it's so exciting. See, I'm making myself somehow sound like a good friend, even though I'm really telling everyone how soulless Destiny is.
Yeah, well, trying to get you to hate her. So then Destiny is talking to her mom alone, and she's like, oh my god, mom, like, when you were living in LA, like, I never saw you, and then, like, now that you're not there, I totally regret not seeing you, because now you're not there.
The mom's like, okay, go back to Topgolf, I'm going home.
So then back with Sarah, she's like, what kind of guys does Destiny date? Because he's really young and she's supposed to be this strong Persian woman, so.
And Rez is like, well, I mean, have you ever had too many cocktails? I mean, if I were single and your brother were gay and I weren't with Adam, sorry, Adam, no disrespect, but seriously, this bathrobe situation, I mean, who knows what would happen? I mean, I just love Terrible Highlights and 8 o'clock Shadow.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. Like, he's already got 19 pictures of my dick, so.
Hello!
Sorry, honey.
I've invited him to Naked Jenga. I mean, who invites people to Naked Jenga? That game takes like 5 hours, right? Right?
So then Rez is like, basically, Rez is like, you know, she's got this thing in her head, like, I'm a strong woman and ain't nobody going to control me. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no, I forget it, but I don't know. Women power. Yay.
Ain't no mountain high enough to lose 40 pounds. Am I right? Mountain lost 40 pounds.
So then Reza keeps going because Sarah isn't pulling her hair out yet. So he's like, could you imagine if you gained a sister-in-law over this?
Could you imagine Destiny spelled with an EY could be your sister-in-law? Wow, family. I always said we're a family, but now you really will be a family.
She's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about this. I'm too hungover for this. And he's like, well, we saw your brother conquered. Because, well, that's his normal day. He fucks everything.
Seriously,
so.
Don't touch any of the knobs.
Keep it 100.
So then, meanwhile, Destiny needs a reason to cry. So she's talking with her mom, and she's telling her mom why she doesn't date. And she goes, no, mom, it's safer. It's safer for me not to let anyone in so I won't get hurt. I don't want to get hurt, mom. I don't want to get hurt, mom. It's safer. It's safer. It's safer. Her mom's like, don't be scared. It's okay. No, it's safer. It's safer. I'm like, who's knocking on your door, Destiny? What's this all? Who are these hordes of men that you're turning away?
So then let's go see Nima. Speaking of desperation, let's go see Nina at a dance class so we can learn Persian dancing.
Yeah. So, like, I've been working on my personal brand a lot, and it turns out that I am not very good at Persian dancing. So I decided that I would check in on social and see what would be the best thing for me to do. And it turns out the synergies all point me towards Emma, a dance instructor.
I can't do the Iranian neck thing. You know, Persian dancing gives me anxiety because my dad stole the Persianity from my childhood. It's like, did you just say that?
Yeah. He took the Persianity. So Destiny shows up also.
You stole the Persianity from my childhood.
Stop the Persianity. So Destiny joins. I'm like debating whether or not I'm going to sneeze right now. And I feel like that's such an adequate emotional response to the Shahs. It's like, on this razor's edge of like happiness, but also like strange tingles.
And you know, there's just going to be snot everywhere any second.
Yeah. Do I keep the snot inside or outside?
Yeah.
Ew. Oh.
Oh. Dude, little Destiny sneeze.
So then Destiny shows up, and then they're like dancing, and Nima's issue is he doesn't know how to lean in. It seems to me, I'm not a great dancer, but that seems to me probably the easiest part of the dance. Like, literally, you lean forward.
Nima needs to just get a life. I don't need to see Nima at a dance class. Like, get something going on. Please, sir. You're on television. At least fake a storyline like everybody else. You need to learn to dance to get back at your father. Come on, Nima.
Well, I'm a very good dancer. I'm just not a very good Persian dancer. So, anyway, brands. Am I right?
And Emma's like, well, you know, lean into it. What's your drink? And they're like, rosé. She goes, okay, pretend you see some rosé. I was like, who is this dance teacher? Who
well,
says
she's,
that?
Well, because she's probably been there for 3 hours and he still doesn't know how to move like his clavicle forward. And she's just trying anything at this point.
So then back with Adam. Adam is meeting Gigi at Coffee and Cats. Which I feel like Coffee and Cats is built for people like Adam.
Like, look, it's Coffee and Cats.
Yes, but also, side note, I've wanted to go to that stupid little cat cafe for like 2 years, so I'm not going to act like I'm above it. I really want to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm above it.
Yeah.
So Adam's like, yeah, I have an iced almond milk latte. Just write down everything Adam says because it cracks me up. I'm like, why is that such a thing to make fun of? But it's Adam. So it's like, of course you're having an almond milk latte, which I just drank oat milk. Okay, so.
Sir, before you see the cats, we do have to request that you take off that bathrobe. Thank you.
So they're talking about why she didn't come to Vegas, and Gigi won't tell that she's just got implanted with baby Gigi.
Yeah.
Adam's like, well, it was business and it was pleasure. It was fun because we went to Topgolf, which was hilarious because there wasn't a top in the room. Well, except for Sam, who hooked up with Destiny. Like, he looks like Zara, but like with Justin Bieber hair from the 90s. So we eat dinner and then we go to the golf range. And then I saw a robe and I was like, I want to wear that robe, but I don't want to be in my undies because there's cameras in there. I don't know. So we look over our shoulders and Destiny was straddling Sam. And I thought I should just put that robe over my jeans when I get home. So I did.
I just want to be straddled by a robe the way Destiny straddled Sam. So Gigi just spits out her coffee or pretends to. And Gigi's like, wow, Destiny, she really is about that life. I'm like, what? I don't understand. She hooked up with someone. So what? Who cares?
Yeah, so what? Who cares? Like, everyone on this show isn't fucking all the time. Why is it such a big deal? I mean, Destiny's not my favorite this year, but I don't get. I get that Gigi's, like, got her in her sights for whatever reason. Like, she's going to be coming for her now. Yeah, but come on. It's your Gigi.
Okay? Yeah.
Get over it.
So now back at the dance studio. So Nima is like talking with Destiny. He's like, so I heard about Vegas. I was checking in on Brands Quarterly and there was a sidebar that Topgolf has filed for bankruptcy after a group of awful people showed up. Was that you guys? Also, did you hook up with someone? Who'd you hook up with, Destiny? I'd like to know.
It's like Sarah's brother. And then she shimmy pouts. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, since I've been back, he's been calling, texting, TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly, TV. He's like, was that a dick pic? Wow, you just showed me a dick pic. She's like, no, actually, that was just one of the cookies at that awful tea room we went to. Sorry.
So then Adam is straddling Gigi to show her the straddle move. And he's like, I swear, Sarah did not seem too happy about it either.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, Nima, back with Nima, he's like, did you talk to Sarah? And she's like, it's not like a field trip that I need to get a permission slip to go on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we know that's going to be a big issue. It's going to be a big drama.
Yeah. And Gigi's like, well, she's Destiny's supposed to be about writing for other girls. And this is not writing for other girls. And Adam's like,
it's just writing. Nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Gigi's like, 2019 Destiny is all sorts of brand new. I mean, she's totally different. Or maybe this is the real Destiny and she couldn't keep up the front anymore. I'm like, Gigi, we sat through you with Omid, okay? Like, don't act like you haven't gone after a hot piece of ass before, and you wouldn't ask ask Sara's permission. If you wanted to bang Sam, you'd have banged Sam and been like, I don't have to ask Sara, she's new. You totally would have.
Yeah, I think that's why she doesn't like it, because that would normally be her storyline.
Yeah, you know? She's jealous.
So Nima gets a text, and he's like, oh my god, look at this text. Hey, Nima, it's Paulina. If you're available to get coffee, let me know. Well, listen, the last correspondence I had with Mike was me kicking him out of my house. I'm a little shocked that she reached out. Yeah. Maybe she can broker some kind of peace agreement between my teeth and the sunlight.
Yeah, and Destiny thinks the reason why Paulina wants to get lunch is because she thinks that since Mike is really vulnerable around Paulina, that he's able to say things to her that he can't say to Nima. So Paulina probably just wants to smooth things over between the two of them. I'm like, don't think that's why they're meeting.
I think it's, yeah, that's an idiotic theory.
Yeah, okay. I think it's because Mike brewed up shit between the two of them, and now they're angry at each other.
And so, then Nima meets Paulina at Marmalade Cafe, which is not a good sign for Marmalade.
No, it really isn't. But it makes sense because they have aggressively bland sandwiches there. And that sort of just like works with Paulina's personality, I think.
But that's like a staple. You can't just go ruin the Marmalade Cafe. Now it's going to close. It's going to have the Shaw's curse.
I know. But I went there once like 15 years ago and had truly the worst tuna sandwich of my life. It, like, imagine eating a tuna sandwich that had no flavor, just zero flavor. Like, you just were eating paper or something, but it was the texture of tuna salad. It is to this day, it has traumatized me, and that's what I think of.
Well, now I'm only going to think of these two when I go there. Paulina being like, thank you. Thank you for coming out. Oh, you're seating us here? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mike doesn't know that we're meeting, and so here's the thing. Mike looks at you like a younger brother, and he feels like he's being attacked, and, like, he's being called a cheater and, like, a liar, and just because he cheated and lied, and, like, you know, you, like, talked about my kids and how it was crazy that I would allow him to be around my kids, and it just, like, really offended me.
Well, here's the backstory. Here's what he said to me, and I snapped. You know what? He said that, like, that girl must have something wrong with her to still be into me, so I snapped, and then, like, look, I shouldn't have brought it into you, and for that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, there's like a history of Mike bullying me a little bit. Like, and when the older brother bullies the little brother, everyone knows that brand is in trouble.
Cut to clip of Mike going, Nima's not good at anything but a reach around.
Yeah. But then we get to the real crux of it, which we didn't hear, which is that Mike has been trying to steal business things. And so at the mud run that they went on a few weeks ago, Mike actually accused Nima of stealing his idea for... So Mike's like, hey guys, I have this wonderful idea. I'm going to do makeup for men. So in addition to construction and baby shoes, I'm also going to do makeup for men. Really coherent brand that I have here. And Nima was like, actually, that's something that we were doing. Or something like that. And Mike was basically...
He said, I brought you in on this, bro. And he's like, yeah. No, it was my fucking idea, bro. Mike. Mm-hmm.
No, which is fail. Absolutely not. So then Nima tells us that he's like, Mike tried to fuck me out of a business deal. And he also tried to fuck Sherv out of a business deal. And then he lied about it. And then we see flashback to Nima with Shervin, and Nima's like, so Mike is acting like this idea was like that. He called me up and said, yo, we have to get Shervin out of this company. And Shervin's like, that's so funny because he called me up and said, we have to get you out of the deal. So.
Yeah, fucking Mike. Shocker. And so Nima's like, at what point do I second guess whether it's like, if his feelings are real or not, you know? And Pauline's like,
that's crazy because I've seen Mike in dad mode and in business mode, and I'm like in awe. So I hear this and I think, who, Mike?
Like, yes, Paulina. Yes. You know what? You've only seen him those modes. Do you not have Hulu? Watch the fucking show, lady.
It's law right there. And Nima's like, well, if Mike can't apologize the way I'm apologizing to you, then I don't see how our friendship brand can continue on this way at all.
Well, I don't know. Thank you.
I'm going to take my Gucci salon to go.
So then Gigi and her friends show up in the third Bravo set of the episode, a baking place, cooking class place.
They're going to have a cooking competition. I was convinced that Reza was going to start a food fight. Like, I thought he was going to have a wacky moment of, hey, watch this. I'm going to throw hummus right in Mike's face. But it didn't happen. I was a little surprised.
And then Gigi tells us that she's going to be picking everybody's teams. And she's like, yeah, you know, Reza is super competitive. And me and him against each other is going to be dangerous. And then her theme for the season, why not just combine our power?
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be three teams of three. And Nima is going to be on a team with Mike. And Nima's like, it's okay if we have no culinary experience whatsoever, right? I'm like, Nima, what experience do you have? You're like, I can't dance. I can't cook. I can't tie my shoe. I can't. It's like everything. He's like, this is crazy. I don't even know how to do this. Erica, can you help me out?
My dad took the culinary experience away from me in childhood. So yeah. So then Mike and Paulina are in the car on the way over. And she's like, yesterday I went and met up with Nima. And Mike's like, oh, really? 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 Oh, wow. Really? Huh? Really? Wow. Oh,
okay.
Wow. Really?
Okay.
Really?
Wow. Wow. Okay. Whoa, okay.
You dropped a bomb, huh?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, tell me more, Paulina. Okay. Tell me more.
And she goes, He goes, you texted him and you saw him. Oh, okay then. Drop a bomb.
Just we had lunch.
She goes, oh, okay. Oh. So you didn't go to his house. Shut up, Mike.
Wow. And then he goes, Nima, meeting up with my girlfriend is a huge slap in the face. Okay? Huge. Are you trying to make me look stupid? I'm like, I think Nima really doesn't have to do that. It's like really just does it on, works on, happens on its own.
You're Mike.
So Paulina's like, well, he told me you're trying to screw him out of some makeup line or something.
He's like, oh, well, you know what? Here's what I ask. You know, I know that you were coming from a good place when you went to talk to him. But listen, these guys can be wolves, okay? So next time, you talk to me first, okay? You talk to me. And he's all pissed and looking out the window. And his guy makeup is so bad, by the way. Like, he's showing close-ups of his face where he's wearing this guy makeup. Yikes.
Yeah, seriously. So now a cooking class. It's time to make a Persian yogurt dip. And was it Adam that put turmeric in his and it's like yellow? And everyone was like, ew, the yellow. That's crazy.
I don't know why I wrote that. He's like licking his spatula and putting it back in. Ugh.
Yeah.
And Rez is like, there is no yellow. The color alone is disqualifying.
Of course, it would be Adam that would like ruin a classic recipe with his own twist. But although I think they wound up actually winning, so who knows? I mean, there's nothing wrong with turmeric. I just hate the idea of Adam putting turmeric in there.
Yeah. And then the chef tells them something no one from this cast has ever heard. Time's up. And then Ressa, they have to like announce their dishes or whatever. And who wants the first round? Who cares? Like, why am I writing this? Sometimes I'm like, why am I writing this?
Yeah. Well, either way, I actually wrote down the winners. It was Adam, Yasmin, and Destiny. So now they have to make hummus. And then Mike and Paulina arrive. And Reza's like, I have good news and bad news. And also some exciting news. A bitch lost 40 pounds. Anyway, the bad good news is that Paulina is on our team. And the bad news is that you're on Nima's team. Have fun with that.
And then Nita tells Nima, are you scared of him? Do you want me to be in the middle?
Yeah.
So Rez is like, we're Team Hood Rat. And Nima goes, okay, well, we'll be Team Company Stealer. And Mike goes, really on the nose. They say, make fun of yourself before somebody else does. Well, Nima's the king of that.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Because actually, that's called self-deprecation, and it's a good quality. So. Yeah,
and he was actually making fun of you in that case, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, stupid.
Yes, they're bad. So then there's like antics. Gigi steals some garbanzo beans. Then there's also, they had some cheese in their hummus. And Mike, so here's the thing where I got annoyed. I guess Mike messed up the hummus somehow, because you know that he probably was like, listen, I know how to do this, okay? I know, I'm gonna do Mike's hummus, all right? So here's what we got to do. We had tahini, butter. Just mix them together. That's it. That's it, bro. That's it.
Nobody call my dad because he's going to want to do it his way. Okay?
So then Reza's team wins, and of course Reza wins. How Reza wins? Oh yeah, suck it, stupid. Reza wins. Team Hood Red.
Yeah.
So Mike's like, so Vegas, you saw your mom, Destiny? And Reza goes, yeah. And then he fucks Sarah. Then she fucks Sarah's brother, okay?
Such a supportive friend, you know. So Destiny hasn't spoken to Sara yet at all, and
Gigi's grilling her. Gigi's like, did you speak to her? And she's like, no. If she wants to have a conversation, that's fine. But she goes, but how would she know if you haven't spoken to her? She's like, well, she was there. Oh, really? She was there while you were fucking him? What the hell is wrong with you, lady?
I know. Dusty's like, I don't need anyone's permission. I'm living my life, and that's it.
And then Gigi goes, well, yeah. I have a sensitive relationship with my sister, so I just don't find this humorous that everyone's joking about it. What are you talking about?
Please.
This has nothing to do with your sister. You tried to kill your sister. Do you not remember, like, pulling a knife on your own fucking sister? What are you even talking about?
One of the most traumatic things that ever happened to me was going to a sleepover and someone put into the DVD player Sister Act. And I said, this is not funny. We don't make fun of these things. Okay? It's not funny.
Yeah, fucking Gigi. So she's like, I'm tired. I'm going to go. She throws like a diva fit and leaves.
Yeah. But then she says that she has like a sharp pain. So she's afraid of having a miscarriage. So she just like disappears. And Rez is like, Gigi. But so she goes outside, and then like Yasmin is comforting her and everything. And they basically just like they leave. They get an Uber and they leave. And Anita texts Reza and lets everyone know that she was having some weird stomach stuff. And Mike goes, did she touch the chicken? Maybe she got salmonella. Maybe she got salmonella.
And Nima goes, well, speaking of touching things, did she touch the alcohol? And Destiny's like, oh my God, is she pregnant?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, now they have all figured it out. Because basically Nima's, well, they figured it out. So then Nima starts telling Mike, he's like, by the way, welcome to this brand summit. I'd like to synergize some emotional thoughts with you right now. I did have lunch with Paulina, and I thought you should know, Mike, because I thought that you knew, but I don't think you knew. And Mike's like, Mike's basically like, I think there's a problem here. Okay, there's a problem here that you take her out to lunch. And he goes, she approached me. She approached me, Mike.
Yeah, but there's a guy code. There's a guy code. There's a guy code, and you broke it. And he's like, oh, well, why don't you have a problem with her then, Mike? Why don't you have a problem with her, Mike? And Mike's like, I will talk about my problems with her. With her. How about that? Yeah. And Nima goes, oh, be careful, girl. Be careful. He's got a problem with you.
Hey, you know what? Let me help you here, okay? Your dad didn't teach you these things, okay? Like, it's, oh, don't you talk about my dad. Don't you talk about my fucking dad. I'm being tough right now, everyone. I'm expanding my brand. Thank you. Thank you.
And he stands up and he's slamming the table. He's like, you, there will not be a third time, mister.
Yeah. He's like, there's a lot of things I could ask about how your parents raised you, you know? Well, he said that to us, you know, which, by the way, is a very fair point. And Mike's like, somebody needs to teach you how to be a man. Because as you know, being a man, it means starting 5 different businesses, okay? It means banging a lot of girls. It means cheating and lying. And then getting mad when people say you're a cheater and liar. That's what it means. And then after you're just a total schmuck to everyone, you go to dinner with your friends and you stand up and make toasts as if you're a rabbi. That's what being a man is.
And Destiny's like, you guys need to learn how to communicate properly. He's like, I'm telling you, if you talk about my dad again, there won't be a number 3, buddy. And Mike's like, oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, I'm so scared. And Mike tells us, what have I done to him? I took him under my wing and I helped him. And he can stand the fact that me and Paulina have a great relationship. So he's trying to make us miserable so we can join his pity party. I'm like, what did you do for Nima again?
Yeah, what was that?
Could you name it? Could you name one example?
And I like Mike saying, oh, don't be so dramatic. You're the one who's freaking out that he went to Marmalade Cafe in the middle of the day with Paulina to talk about you, basically.
Yeah. Not a big deal. Oh, SARS.
Oh, and that was basically the episode. Fun
there
times.
There it is.
Fun times.
Nailed it. Done.
Nailed it. So,
put it to bed.
Hopefully we'll see a bunch of you guys next week in Salt Lake City. Until then, we'll be back on Wednesday with some Vanderpump Rules recap. And, of course, keep an eye out for our bonus episode where we're talking family karma. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.